USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just got to watch, and the Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam. It's a big scam.
President Trump's comments at the White House after a cabinet meeting. Of course, the president talking about the ongoing House impeachment investigation. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says National Security Council Ukraine expert Alexander Vindman's supervisors and colleagues had concerns.
Your boss had concerns about your judgment. Your former boss, Dr. Hill, had concerns about your judgment. Your colleagues had concerns about your judgment. And your colleagues felt that there were times when you leaked information.
Jordan also calls this the most unfair process he's ever seen. E-cigarette company Juul is facing another lawsuit, this one by the state of New York. The lawsuit says that Juul is marketing their products towards young people to get them hooked on vaping, much like Big Tobacco did. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
2020 Democratic presidential candidates are continuing to campaign across the country. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor and 2020 Democratic hopeful Pete Buttigieg speaking last night at a historically black college in Atlanta. He was asked by reporters to comment on his new front-runner status in Iowa.
We're certainly making sure we're ready for anything that will come, but the bottom line remains our message and what I'm proposing to do for this country. That's carried us this far.
Thousands of teachers from across Indiana are marching to the state capitol, Indianapolis, and demanding more pay and more funding for public schools.
When your students tell you to go, you go, and you stand up for those kids.
More than 140 schools are closed across the state, and the Indianapolis Star is reporting that e-learning programs are being provided for students whose classes were canceled. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On the day that two federal correctional officers were charged in connection with failing to properly monitor sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who committed suicide in a New York City jail, Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana has this exchange with the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons, Kathleen Hawke Sawyer.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves. That's what the American people think. That's what the American people think. And they deserve some answers. And I know that you're not in charge of these investigations.
Yes, sir.
But you talk to the people who are. And I need you to take a very respectful message today. Tell the American people what happened. And don't rush it so that they don't do a thorough investigation. But you and I both know they can make this a top priority and get it done more quickly than they normally would. They need to do that. And I'd like you to deliver that message.
I agree with you, sir, but I have no control. I mean, I can pass along the message, but the FBI and the Inspector General's office work on their own time frame. But I will definitely give you their message because I want the investigations completed as soon as possible, too, so that we can act.
I have a feeling you know how to be firm.
A little bit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.